Northern portions of the Midwest will once again have another chance for some additional precipitation as we move into the early part of next week, as a second storm system of size begins to impact parts of the region as early as Monday. In the meantime, the storm system that occurred last night across portions of South Dakota, Iowa, northern Illinois, and Michigan was fairly significant and was successful in its production of 3 to 8 inches of snowfall across many of these areas. There were some localized greater totals in a few locations. Moisture content ranged anywhere from 1,500ths to around 3,500ths of an inch, with some local amounts getting upwards to a half inch or more. The greatest precipitation totals occurred in northwestern Iowa, southeastern South Dakota, and in east central Iowa, and all of these areas were relatively important as far as getting the moisture that they needed after some drier bias conditions in the past, especially northwestern Iowa. Well, the next storm system on the charts is the one that we're going to be watching with a great deal of interest this weekend. Unfortunately, we will be moving through the weekend when the storm system finally firms up as far as how it will perform, but the forecast models have not handled this next event very well, at least up to this point. It is going to be a stronger storm, and it looks like it comes out into the northern plains and upper Midwest early next week and could produce significant amounts of rain, snow, and freezing rain, and could actually put a significant dent into the drought that's prevailing across Minnesota and some of the immediate neighboring areas. But all that's certainly going to be predicated on the fact that the models are correct in suggesting the greater storm intensity today. The storm system, if it were to occur as suggested this morning, with a little bit of a weaker tendency to it, we're going to reduce some of the moisture here. We expect to see 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch of precipitation occur across the upper Midwest. Snow accumulations 4 to 10 inches will occur from parts of South Dakota into northern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. And we could see some much greater amounts of snowfall in a few locations just to the north of a warm front that will have the greatest amount of moisture focused on the snowfall area. There will be a considerable amount of freezing rain and rain that will occur across eastern South Dakota over to Wisconsin, and those areas could end up with the greatest amounts of moisture totals for the storm system as it finally winds down. Monday and Tuesday is the time period for the storm to be most intense in the upper Midwest. It'll probably still be lingering in parts of the eastern Midwest on Wednesday. We don't expect the lower portions of the Midwest or the central plains to be impacted much with precipitation because of this particular storm system being focused so much on the upper parts of the region. And also its greater intensity is going to restrict most of the precipitation to these more northern areas. So areas from Kansas and Missouri eastward to the Ohio River Valley will probably see a lot lighter amounts of moisture from the event relative to the areas further to the north. Well, the storm system will be followed by a little bit more tranquil weather with a succession of a couple frontal boundaries expected to pass across the Midwest in the second week of the outlook. We're not expecting any more larger storms, but then again, we weren't really expecting the ones we've had this week, so there's still plenty of chance for the models to change their outlook as we move further out in time. Temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be mostly in a seasonable range over this next week. After the larger storm system impacts the upper Midwest, we'll see our coldest weather, and temperatures at that point may be limited to some single digits and teens for highs in the uppermost parts of the Midwest, where lows will likely be in the negative single digits for a brief period of time Monday or Tuesday, more likely Tuesday into Wednesday. And cooler air will spread across most of the Midwest shortly thereafter, with the lowest temperatures mostly running in teens and 20s in the western and northern parts of the Midwest and 20s and 30s in the southeast. In the meantime, we'll see temperatures quite a bit warmer than that. For afternoon highs, we may get up into the 50s and 60s ahead of the storm system in the lower parts of the Midwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.